Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
30034.
Thank you for that. May I please have your first and last name to look up an account for you?
Okay, let me ask you, where is this? I'm trying to think, what company am I talking with?
And yes, ma'am. My name is Jasmine. I'm a customer service agent at a third-party call center. We service many different companies. To better assist you, I will need to have an account pulled up. May I please have your first and last name?
I don't have an account. What happened was my husband ordered something. He did a survey, and he ordered something, and it said that he would only have to pay $5 for the shipping and handling, and they charge $59.89. So we were disputing that.
Yes, ma'am. May I please have your husband's first and last name to pull up his account?
His name is John Williams.
Thank you for that. In just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here. Please continue to hold for me.
Okay.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. For security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address on the account?
It's probably 3502 Stardust Circle, Decatur, Georgia.
All right. Thank you for that. I have located his account for our Bikes Hub. Have you disputed the charge with your bank?
Well, we were in the process of doing that. Because, see, we thought this was coming from Home Depot. But it said something about Wholesome Gadgets or something like that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, when he signed up for the survey, our terms and conditions stated that he'll be signing up for a chance to win a Makita, where he will pay anywhere from $1 to $6.95 for an entry ticket to be enrolled into the drawing. Once the promotion ended, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Would you repeat that again? That part I didn't get.
Once the promotion ended, if he was chosen to be the winner of the Makita, he would then be contacted by email. But by opting into the survey, he was also enrolling into the Bikes Hub, which is the meal plan app, for $59.89, which will be downloaded on his cellular device. You stated that you've started the dispute process with your bank?
Well, we have. So we're waiting because, see, we didn't know that he was enrolling in something. We just thought that he was doing the survey, and they said, because they asked him about all of his shopping from Home Depot, and then it said the fact that he had, you know, taken the time to do the survey, they was going to send him that drill, you know. So we were thinking all he had to pay was the $5 for handling and shipping. But we had no idea he was enrolling in something.
Yes, ma'am. Well, since you've already started the dispute process, I will go ahead and have your account canceled, but you'll need to call in as in a three-way call with your bank rep and yourself or your husband. And they'll have to confirm that their dispute process can be stopped or dropped, and we'll be able to further assist you with your account at that time. But I did cancel the account in the meantime, and I do have a cancellation number for you right now.
Okay, what's that number?
The cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
920.
Mm-hmm.
742.
Okay.
625. Would you like for me to repeat that for you?
Yeah, please.
C as in Charlie, 920-742-625. Is there anything further that I can help with?
Yeah, let me ask you this, because my bank asked me, had I contacted the vendor, and I told her no, because when I called Home Depot, you know, they were saying that they don't do anything like that, you know, so it made me think that it was fraud, you know. So in the event, if my bank, because they said they was going to do their research, you know, but in the event, if they don't, they were supposed to take it from the card. So in the event, if they don't, do I call you back and then y'all will reverse it?
No, ma'am, you'll need to call in with your bank on the line. Your bank will need to confirm that their dispute can be dropped. It will be able to further assist you at that time once you have them on the line.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.